Hello, this is Harley, and there was a request to talk about ass worship, and since there's not really any scripts around, and the Anon who had requested it hasn't written anything, at least not that I know of, I'm just going to talk about girl butts, because girl butts are sexy, and I like them. So... I think the biggest thing that it comes with butts, at least for me anyways, is it has to look good in a pair of pants. And if you, okay, the shorts that have, like, the cutoffs where you see the bottom of the butt, like, the actual butt and not just the jeans, I don't like those types of shorts because you don't, there's, like, an image line between the roundedness of the butt and then the bottom of the butt that gets messed up when you have that cut off. So it either needs to be like a bare ass or a thong or underwear, or it needs to be like full on jeans or like something that it shows the fullness of the ass. If there's not anything to grab onto, I have issues with that, because if you have, like, no butt, and it's just flat, and there's, like, you don't have that, like, little round boop thing, it just makes me sad, because if I want to wrap my arms around you, and I want to grab your ass, and I should be able to, like, grab onto something, and, like, dig my fingers into it, and you can do that if you're skinny, or if you're chubby, or if you're overweight, or whatever. But if there's nothing there, then that just makes me sad. And for me, I think that the biggest thing, that's not true. The biggest thing is the pants thing. It needs to be proportionate to the body. So if you have a skinny body, you can have a tiny butt and that's fine. And as long as it's like got the above things that I listed, I guess, then it works. If you are overweight, or if you're chubby, or curvy, or whatever it is, it needs to be proportionate. So if you're kind of bigger, then you need a bigger butt. So if you have like a little tiny butt, and you're like a size 14, which is the U.S., or if I gotta remember, U.S., or the United States, English. I believe the world average size, quote unquote, is 14 for women's. And that was, I think, the latest, like last year. So if you're a size 14, and you have a butt for like a size 8, then it doesn't work. So for example, Nicki Minaj, as a performer, I enjoy Nicki Minaj most of the time. I think that she produces a very interesting type of music. I have issues with just, she's happy with herself and that's wonderful. But her butt is disproportionate to the rest of her body and that bothers me. And it's not because I don't think she's beautiful. I think she is beautiful. And like from the front view, I think she looks fine, but like seeing the gigantic fake ass from behind, it doesn't work. And I guess that's not ass worship, and I'm sorry. So let's talk about butts some more. Spanking is always fun. I like spanking. Pictures with like good asses and then like handprints on them. Oh, I love that. Actually, if you listen to any of my porn ones, I talk about the ass sometime, and if, like, the guy's pounding into the girl, and it doesn't, not jiggle, but if there isn't, like, the, like, shockwave across the skin, then it's not, there needs to be more, but there, for me. So, yeah, I like butts. Butts are cute. Butts are big. If I'm looking at a woman, I guess I'm a butt girl. I prefer butt over boobs. Boobs are fun, but I don't know. Butts are just, I actually, okay, I would rather play with a boob or boobs, but I'd rather look at a butt, aside from spanking. Spanking is, I like spanking. It works. Giving and receiving. So, yeah, that's my little kind of ramble and ass sort of worship critique-ness. I would really love to do a script for this, but I don't have an insight into the, I'm assuming you're a man, a man's eyes into what they want to hear. So if there is a script that was provided, I would love to do it. And I am just gonna go. Butts rule.